Welcome to the CONCACAF Connection, a football podcast where five friends take you through the ins, the outs, and everything in between of the beautiful game. If you like what you hear and you want to hear more, leave us a five-star rating. Follow us on TikTok at CONCACAFUS and on Instagram and Twitter at CConnectionPod. Thank you so much for listening, and I hope you enjoy.
Welcome to Champions League Nights for one out of four of us. What a night it was. It was so, so wonderful and scary at the same time. Who all watched? Because y'all were saying a lot.
Second half.
I watched the second half of extra time and penalties.
Jose, did you watch?
I could not watch your game. I watched the first half of the Barcelona versus Napoli game.
What?
Yeah. I couldn't watch your game.
Elaborate. Why?
I didn't have VIX or Paramount Plus, and I wasn't going to get it while I was at work. So,
How'd you watch the Barca game?
Barcelona was on 2ND, so I don't know.
What the fuck?
I don't know what to tell you, bud.
The big boys on TV.
Yeah, the bigger clubs, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Anyway.
Chelsea would have been on Total Window.
You trust going through. Yeah, if they were in the Champions League, but anyway, we made it through.
Barely.
Big up. Hey, it doesn't matter. We're through. First time in the quarterfinals in 14 fucking years.
You don't even remember.
I wasn't even a fan.
2010?
Yeah, it's 2010. I wasn't a fan.
This is the first time you've experienced your club at a Champions League quarterfinal. That's crazy.
Well, the last like decade, it's been what, all Barcelona and Bayern, pretty much the entire time.
Basically, one time against.
Yeah, it's kind of sad that you guys struggled against fucking Porto.
Porto is a good team, though.
It's a good team, but if this is a juggernaut with world class players at every position, all this and all that, like you got to get past Porto. We got past Porto, easy.
World class
players. Wasn't the same team.
Also, wouldn't call Arsenal a juggernaut. I wouldn't. I'm sure Arsenal fans are, but yeah, no, I wouldn't.
Like juggernaut and world class players in their position.
Arsenal might have one world class player.
That's a big might, because I don't think the person you're thinking of is world class.
Who?
I'm assuming you're thinking of Saka.
No.
No. Hell no.
Yeah, no.
Who's world class?
Saliba.
Oh.
Saliba.
You're right.
Saliba, yeah. Is the shout.
Saliba or Odegaard. Odegaard played well.
Mm. Yeah, he's Gabriel. Good, but I wouldn't call him world class.
Gabriel high key kind of slept on. Gabriel's improved tremendously. He's got the most set piece goals scored this season from a defender, if I'm not mistaken.
Dude, I hated that ref, though.
The ref was pretty 50-50 for me, I'm going to be honest.
He was so annoying. Yeah, but like there were challenges both ways where I was like, that's not a card or a foul.
I don't know what I'm saying. Like, as long as it's going both ways, I can't even complain. If it's going one way, then yeah.
I was shook. I was like, dude, Saliba just threw him on the ground and you're not going to call that?
Good, let him play.
I guess. I was mostly mad because Evan Nilsson kept on fouling our players and didn't get a yellow card, and then Saliba makes one challenge and gets a yellow card right away. Anyways, yeah, we're through. Big up Raya. Huge. Came up huge. Huge.
First time.
For us. Came up huge.
I knew this was going to come up.
First time. Raya.
Can we talk about the big old elephant in the room?
Except Ramsdale has before, but.
Can we talk about the big old elephant in the room?
What elephant in the room?
Saka dropped a stinker.
This man lives rent-free in your head. I'll say. That's the elephant. Nah. You got to bring Saka him up every 5 seconds.
Fucking stinker.
Saka was okay.
You didn't watch the game. No, he was not okay.
Yes, he was. Saka was okay.
Damn thing.
Neither did most of the team.
World-class star boy Saka didn't do a damn thing.
Who said he's world-class?
This man is stuck in his head.
The only thing he did the whole game was score that penalty. That's the only thing he did.
Who said he's world-class? Who said that?
Everyone on Twitter.
Who?
Everyone on Twitter.
Well, Twitter's not the Bible.
Twitter's not the Bible.
That's literally your fan base right there.
Well,
Starboy Saga, World Class Saga, all this and all that.
Well, so, what do you want us to not back our boy?
No, back him. But don't be throwing out World Class.
Hey, we can be just as delusional as you, man.
Okay.
Lord knows you got plenty of it.
Fast World Class is Enzo Fernandez, I'll say.
Enzo's got more than him, though.
No, he does
they both
not.
Ain't got much, though.
Okay, whatever. We're not getting.
Neither one of your teams have a world class player. So none of our teams have world class players.
Nah, I'll throw Sun in there for world class. I will.
What about Madison?
No.
I think Madison's world class.
Mm-mm.
Wild.
That term is thrown around way too loosely.
I will throw Sun in there for the longevity that he's had in this league.
Sun's the closest one, but I would say he's been in the past, but I would not say he is right now.
So only two teams have world class players in the Prem.
I think so, yeah.
Crazy. Okay.
But I'm a lot more conservative with that word than most people are, so most people probably would disagree.
Yeah, world class gets thrown around way too easily nowadays. Way too easily.
You know who had a great game? Pepe.
Zinchenko.
Fuck off with Zinchenko. Zinchenko's so ass.
Bad.
Dude.
Bad.
Oh my
god. As soon
as Arteta put him on, I'm like, we're done. We're
through. Dude, I'm telling you, I watched only the second half of Extra Time, and in those 15 minutes, he was a disaster. He got that one. He had that penalty, or not the penalty, the corner kick that he literally did not have, like.
Dude, like,
he didn't need to do
that.
Yeah, he didn't need to do that. And then he had that giveaway in midfield. And then there was another time where he gave the
ball. Not even the middle of the pitch. Like the middle of the pitch, but like close to the 18-yard box.
It was like
it slips there.
All we had to do is recycle the ball to get another chance, and bro just passes it to another Porto player.
Like. I don't think it was a pass. I think he just like missed. Touched it and
who knows what he did.
Yeah,
it doesn't even matter because it was so
that's a bad dude.
Yeah, he was bad.
That's a waste of money.
I'm so
if
ready
Sterling's a waste of money, he's as much of a waste.
I'm so ready.
How much did he cost?
I don't know, it was a while ago. This probably wasn't that much. Let's see. Also, yeah. I was talking about Pepe having a great game at how old is he? 42?
41.
Bro, Arteta's older than him.
They're the same age.
Or younger than, or yeah, the same age.
Which is crazy.
And bro's still out there putting in one hell of a shift for.
I'm telling you, man, that generation of center backs was insane. I mean, the longevity of Thiago Silva, Pepe, Ramos, John Terry, PK.
Nah, PK was gone by 2012. PK was not that level by 2012.
What?
2012?
2012 is a long time.
I watched PK.
PK was instrumental in 2014-15.
Nah, bro. He can have his two good seasons and then be trashed the rest.
Okay.
He ain't that level.
Well, Chiellini, Bonucci, all those guys. Like those guys are just – that generation is gone, and I don't know how to feel about that. That was I'm happy I saw it, but like I'm sad that it's gone type thing. Like I just don't see how we're gonna have another generation of center backs to this amount and this quality ever again.
And people have said it multiple times. I'm starting to agree with them. We peaked. We got to see probably the best generation of football we're probably ever going to see.
I think so. For a long time.
With that many world-class players at once.
Yeah, for a long time.
Yeah.
Anyways, Zinchenko cost us 30 mil.
How much are you on wages?
I don't know. Wages. I'm not concerned.
Be fair,
that.
First season.
I'm just, ready for him to leave.
Yeah.
He's been so ass.
That's not bad. 150K is not bad.
That's pretty bad.
That is bad.
That's pretty
bad. It could be 350 like Sterling.
Yeah, but it's a defender.
It's pretty bad.
Not terrible.
Anyway.
Brendan, how do you feel?
Well, I was not like over the moon. I was like super nervous. And especially when it went to penalties, you saw how I was feeling. Thought we were going to lose.
Well, I mean, but in the sense of like, yeah, making I know this through? Is like it's like a you got through, right? But then also now you got through. Isn't there like some dread there? Because like you still got a league to also get 10 for now. Because it is kind of now almost yours to lose at this point, at least in this current part of it.
No, I'm just happy we're here, man.
So you said 2 weeks ago when you were in a similar place.
Well, that was because it was before this game. Now I'm just happy we're into the quarterfinals.
Okay. All right, Brandon.
What do you want?
I was just gonna say, let's hear your most want to play versus least want to play.
I think the obvious least want to play is City, which we can't anyway. So
can you not?
Okay, so then that doesn't count as your choice.
Well, because they're in our.
I don't think that's not a restriction anymore.
Oh, it's really? Only for the group stage, I believe.
It's only for group stages.
At this point, now it's just a full raffle.
Oh,
you play Bayern, City, Barcelona, PSG.
Give him a chance. He's never been to this point in the Champions League.
Never's crazy.
That's crazy.
Well, Brandon hasn't.
He's followed Napoli. He had two clubs. Remember his fight? He said. Two clubs.
Five clubs.
He's a shameless. Yeah, Brandon. He's got Madrid, too. He's shameless as fuck.
Yeah, I've been this far. Just not with the club that I want to be this far with. Probably whoever wins between PSV and Dortmund is who I want most.
He says that and then gets knocked out by Dortmund.
That would be pretty bad.
If you do, then you know Chelsea fans are going to torch you, right? Because we beat them last season in our worst season ever.
That's fine. That's great. At least we're here.
You're right.
So who do you least want? City?
Yeah, still? City.
Dude, I saw Arsenal fans won in Madrid on Twitter. That is crazy.
Yeah, because they want to puff out their chest and be like, we can take on the best, but they didn't say City. Crazy.
Yeah.
Because
to be honest,
City's scary.
If I'm Arsenal, I want. Do I want City? Do I want Madrid? I think I want City.
I was gonna say Madrid. I would rather have City than Madrid.
No, I disagree.
At least you know how to play them.
Yeah, you've played them twice already. You've beat them already. Yeah, once, you know once. What's coming.
It would have been twice by then.
But that's my thing. Is like, what happens if they lose to City and then get knocked out by City in the Champions League? You know, lose them in the league, lose the league title to them. That's a big mental blow there, too.
Yeah,
but we're talking about Madrid with all that depth.
Yeah, but if you lose to Madrid, there's like there's no shame.
Their injury depth.
Yeah, but I mean, like, the thing with City also is like they're not that good right now, but they're still winning.
You know? No.
I wouldn't mind Madrid because they have so many injuries.
Who's injured on Madrid?
Dude, who's not injured on Madrid?
Bellingham. Let's see. It looks like Courtois injured. Yeah, Alaba's injured. Militao's injured. And that's it.
Rudiger, Alaba, Militao. Bellingham's not injured anymore.
Rudiger's out?
Rudiger's not out.
Oh.
Rudiger just played.
Yeah, that's right. Rudiger came back.
Who else did you say? Really only Courtois, Alaba, and
just the three with the ACL injuries.
Yeah. So who is injured?
Not as many as I thought anymore. Alaba, Militao, and Courtois.
So their best lineup would be, what is it, Lunin and goal. Then you're going to have to deal with Jude Bellingham, Vinicius Jr., Rodrigo. Obviously, Luka, Tony.
Camavinga everywhere, Mr. Do-It-All.
Yeah, probably at left back or something. Danny Carvajal, Rudiger, probably Nacho, Fernandez. That's still a pretty good team. I don't think you walk away.
That's a scary team.
I'd rather face them now than next year. when why they're like full strength.
Why next year?
Why what?
Why next year?
What do you mean, why next year?
Do you think you can beat them right now?
I think we have a better chance of beating them right now than we do next year.
Then what does it matter? Why does next year matter? Talk about the now.
Well, I'm talking about
shouldn't you improve between this season and next season as well?
We won't.
Damn.
We won't.
Is this the cap for you guys, or like this is
probably the cap for us? Yeah. This is it.
One of our Arteta goes to Barcelona, like reports keep saying. They're trying, you know. This might be over for you.
Yeah, I mean, if he does, then yeah, it would be over for us.
And back to sixth place.
We'd be piped.
Back to a happy brand.
We will be there. We will be there.
We better we better do it now. It's now or never.
To win a Champions League?
Yes. Okay. To win anything.
Okay.
That better be their mentality. It's now, already, so. It's now or never to win anything. That better be their mentality. That way we win.
See, I'm still, from what I said earlier, I still think that if you guys get dumped out of the Champions League right now, I think you guys would have gone on to win the league. Now, I don't think you will.
The thing is, we still have to straight up play City.
At the Etihad, right?
Did you play Liverpool already?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They beat Liverpool.
Huh?
And both Liverpool and Manchester City are also in European competitions.
Yeah.
It'll be interesting. It is going
to
be
what I'm saying. I think if they would have gotten knocked out today, they might have gone on to Italy because they would have had nothing else but that to focus on. No more,
yeah, but they,
no more traveling, no more this. And I know it's a double-edged sword because if they get dumped out the Champions League and they don't win the league, then they're failures as fuck.
Well, not just that, but they didn't have anything to play for last season, no offense, at this point in the season. And they still fumbled it. So right, that's why I'm like, based on that track record, it's not that I don't think they would be in a better spot like you're saying. I'm just saying we've seen it. They might as well be in both competitions.
Yeah.
They also have a lot more depth this season. A lot more depth.
Technically, Arteta still hasn't won any knockout games ever in his career.
What do you
Doesn't
mean?
Doesn't matter. Honestly. He won this time.
Oh, wait, he won today. He won today. Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry, this
I forgot. I forgot on, like aggregate.
Yeah. Yeah. You did aggregate. Forget. Yeah. You did.
Dude, I kind of miss away goals, low key.
I don't.
It wouldn't have mattered in this time.
It wouldn't have mattered in this game. But I just mean, like, I was just thinking about it. Like, if you imagine, like, Porto fucking scores, then Arsenal have to double up and do like two more goals just to overcome the away goal thing. Like,
yeah, but they didn't. So
you're right.
So fuck off.
I'm not talking about for your fucking and someone in general, motherfucker.
Yeah, well, I don't miss them at all.
Damn.
I think it's great that they got rid of it.
What about you two?
I'm honestly not against it. I was kind of like you. I was like, this is going to be dumb. Now that we have it, I actually think there's a lot more emphasis to win a game than there is to just draw a game. Like, there's much more, like, emphasis to actually go out and try to win the tie. So I kind of like it.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. Just me.
I'm done with the L take.
I didn't say L take.
I am.
Well, you guys are aggressive for some reason today. I'm scared.
Abdon's pushing me to be aggressive.
So be what did I do?
Aggressive.
What did you do?
Talking about your fucking game. I'm just saying. I miss away goals.
To be fair. Brandon has been way more the aggressor than Abdon today.
Yeah, that's because his team's won.
Who asked you?
He's angry.
See, look at this.
He's angry.
There's this toxic energy coming from his screen right now.
No, it's because I got hit with a crazy bill for my car today.
So, yeah. It's residual.
Yeah, maintenance.
No excuse.
Stupid.
No excuse.
Anyway, no, I'm so happy we're through and. I'm not nervous about the league at all. You know, we're going to win it all. Don't clip that.
We're dripping
in sarcasm.
Writing down the time.
Doesn't matter.
21.
You can't see it if you're listening to the sound.
But if we do win the league, play it back.
No, you said win it all, motherfucker. Not just the league.
Oh yeah, if we win it all, play it back. If we do the double playback, I wanna hear it. I want to hear my Nostradamus prediction.
How much you want to bet if Arsenal win the league in the Champions League, there will be Arsenal fans on Twitter trying to say that that's better than the City's treble?
They will.
Absolutely, they will. But Arsenal fans are dumb. So
they're going to say that just winning the double is better than having two Champions League for Chelsea. Like, once Chelsea and Arsenal fans get like start bickering each other, they're going to say that shit.
Well, both those fan bases are idiots. So.
So us.
Yes.